So are the gods real? Are the gods physical as they tell in the desert religions? Let me give you the short answer. No. But at the same time, yes. But not in the way you think. They are not physical beings as what the Christians would call God and Jesus Christ. But they are physical because they are present in us. The gods communicate through our DNA. Through our DNA. The gods are us. They are our ancestors. Ever since I was a young boy, this force was communicating with me. How would we know that this is the truth, right? This is how you would know it. You would know it through feeling, through the energy. Plus, you must add one more ingredient, common sense. When you mix these two together and you go out in nature, you sit and you observe, and your common sense and your observational and conscious mind is taking it all in. And when you're closing your eyes and you are feeling it, then you will realize what the truth is. You need to find this yourself. This is the good thing with paganism, is that it actually encourages you to think. It encourages you to go out there and be part of reality. Paganism will always be something that is very, very individual. It is something that is very specific for you. But in the same way, because it has some basic principles and values, it binds us together. Binds us together through blood. Through blood. It is a tribal thing. Sure, history is important. Our past ways of living are very, very important. But what is more important is that direction. Forward. We use the old ways to create guidelines for the new one. If you want the gods to be real, you have to make them so. You have to make them so. We are the gods if we so choose to become them. Choose to become them.